Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Just 1 month ago, Donald Trump was destroying an old man that was essentially dead, who Democrats lied about liking. Today, Donald Trump seems to be barely losing to a cackling commie who magically people like now, according to the polls. Well, I don't know if it's real or not. We'll talk about if it is. I want to share two videos with you that I happened to see this weekend that really brought home for me exactly what the GOP needs in order to win in November. Matt Walsh came out with what I thought was a very shocking video about his take on MAGA Republicans. It's really good. Remember, guys, I don't care if you like or subscribe at all. I just like interacting with you. So go down in the comments and let me know what you think about this video. Here it is.
You know, as I've offered my analysis of the presidential race in recent weeks, I have been denounced by some of the audience of this show, some of my followers on social media, for being skeptical of a number of the strategic choices Republicans have made. Many conservatives got very, very angry at me 3 weeks ago when I had a few critical opinions of the Republican National Convention. My criticisms that I made were seen as so blasphemous, so traitorous, that I lost something like 30,000 Twitter followers in the span of 24 hours because of that. I mean, the outrage was intense. I was trending for days because of this. And this is a couple days after Trump was shot, by the way. And yet on Twitter, one of the top trending topics wasn't that. It was that, oh, Matt said something mean about the Republican National Convention. So it's quite deafening, the outrage was for a few days. And the outrage bandwagon has revved up again, though to a lesser degree, several times since. Anytime my opinions are insufficiently optimistic and not blindly trusting of the Republican political strategy, people are getting very mad at me. Now, so if you're one of the people who thinks that my job is to do nothing but wave the pom-poms around and declare, whether I believe it or not, that Republicans are winning, everything they're doing is brilliant, Kamala doesn't stand a chance, if you're in that camp, then you probably don't want to listen to this segment. In fact,
here is why I think this video is so interesting. It's one thing to be like Kyle Rittenhouse, which if you didn't hear over the weekend, he comes out, he says he's not voting for Trump because Trump sucked, he wasn't good on the Second Amendment, and then he switches back to Trump after talking to the Trump team, and again, he just looks wishy-washy, and he goes completely against Trump. That's one thing. But it's another to offer critiques to Trump's campaign and other Republicans in order to help them win. Again, that's the important part. In order to help them win. So with Kyle Rittenhouse and other Republicans, they're actively trying to make it so Donald Trump loses. I don't even know how that makes sense, that they would want Kamala Harris over Donald Trump. Like, put away your differences with Donald Trump. How do you vote for Kamala Harris if you're a conservative or even a moderate? But in any case, I've never understood, though, why Republicans have started to stoop to the cultish level of the leftists. I wrote an entire book about this, about how leftists are cults. Like, it is a cult. The progressive agenda is a cult. But sometimes when I look at the way that Republicans don't want to pivot, they don't want to change, and when they hear critiques come in, they get really defensive and cult-like. It's something that we can't have, because if we don't have one party at least fighting for the truth and conservative principles some of the time, I know if that's not a monolith, but the people in the Republican, I'm not talking about the elites. The elites, the establishment, it's practically a uniparty at this point, but at least the people. If the people in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are going completely against conservative principles, if they're going against truth, then what do we have? You're completely politically homeless at that point. And so we can't have that. So I have to say, I agree with Matt Walsh. It is valid to disagree with someone's critique of the party. If you hear, like, you might hear what Matt Walsh says in his critique and be like, I really don't agree with that. I don't think that the party should adopt what you're saying. Cool. Valid. Fine with that. This is really what I want to get into, though. It is not valid to say you can't critique the party. It's valid to disagree with the critique. It's never valid to just say you can't critique the party. That's the cultish behavior that I'm talking about. The Republican Party has actually undergone an extraordinary change in the last few years. Since MAGA began, it's been a really positive change in my opinion, so I'm not anti-MAGA by any stretch of the imagination. What was so positive, and this is kind of what's so important to me, what's so positive, and I think what Matt Walsh is getting to as well, about the change that Trump brought in, is Trump came in and said, hey, I've actually been a part of the elite class. I know how the politicians work. This is what they've been doing. I mean, especially on foreign policy, he talks about how they've just absolutely, like Bush screwed you. Bush and Obama were the same, right? They screwed everybody. They cost us billions and billions of dollars getting into useless wars, literally killing our sons and daughters in war. And the reason why he was so successful is because he offered some incredibly valid critiques to the Republicans, and then he reformed the party as we know it. It is a different party today than it was 20 years ago. Even Democrats will admit that. Republicans should certainly admit that, and I'm sure everybody would. So again, critiquing is what made Republicans great, and it's what turned off people from voting for progressives like Hillary Clinton. It's the reason why Donald Trump won, because he was offering this new vision, and Democrats were not. They were saying, hey, you want 4 more years of Obama or 8 more years of Obama, and people said no. But somehow we're back in this rut where for some reason you're not allowed to critique Trump. And this is how it was in the Republican Party for a long time until Trump came around. You couldn't critique the Republican Party. So why would MAGA, and I'm not even saying Trump is doing this, by the way, I'm talking about the people underneath him, I'm talking his supporters. Why would MAGA do this when this is what made America great again? And what Matt goes on to talk about is a very fair critique, by the way. He basically says we need to focus on policy and truth over celebrities and random just digs at Kamala Harris. He's saying, like, those are fine. Yeah, it's okay to point them out occasionally, nothing wrong with that, but truth, policy, that is the big difference, and the reason why is because this isn't a moderate Democrat you're running against. It's a full-on commie. So in other words, the winning strategy is to point to the stock market this week and say, look, this is what Biden and Kamala's policies do. They tank. I mean, in the last week, the S&P has dropped 6.5%. So a very powerful pitch is just simply, you know what didn't happen during Trump? People didn't lose 6.5% of their retirement in a day. That never happened. No one has confidence in the economy right now under Biden, under these clowns. It's absolutely crazy. That's a powerful pitch. That's a good strategy. A losing strategy, though, would be to say Kamala Harris is actually Indian and not black. Because what does that mean to the average American? No one cares. You want to know why no one cares? Because identity politics is crap. And even if it proves that she's lying or that she's facetious or she'll do whatever it takes to win, identity politics is crap. Is Kamala changing her tune on race? Sure. Did she sleep with someone to become Attorney General of California? Sure. But that's what I'm talking about. We're about random digs. Those things can be pointed out. But what people actually care about is, how do I afford a house? As someone who is in a demographic that Trump is losing big time, I can tell you that me and all my friends are wondering, how do I afford a house? So show them the policy that does that, which, by the way, Trump's policy surely will make house prices better. Prices didn't go up 30% under Trump. They went up under Biden. But Republicans, they've lost that. They're not talking about it anymore. And again, if Republicans and Trump specifically will go out and show people, while Kamala is off talking with, you know, Megan Thee Stallion and all these celebrities, the pitch is very simple. They've got their celebrities. They've got the elites. That's who they're working for. Yeah, they've got Taylor Swift, they've got Beyonce, because they're billionaires and they've got their money made. But what we're focused on is, how do we get housing prices down? How do we step out of the way so you can afford a house? And then you actually outline a good plan for that. I can confidently tell you, you're going to get way more people, even from young voters, than just talking about the random celebrities that supports you. Because guess what? It does nothing for me if there's a random celebrity that supports Donald Trump. The person who teaches an absolute masterclass, though, of how to talk about policy positions is the leader of the Conservative Party in Canada, actually. I'm about to butcher his name, but Pierre Poilievre, I know I screwed it up, had an absolute banger of a response to a journalist about immigration. I think we should take some notes of what he said down here in America. Take a look.
Unfortunately, a lot of those immigrants are getting blamed for some of the issues that are happening in this country, whether it's crime, whether it's the overwhelmed healthcare system, or the rise of cost of housing. Do you think there is an immigration problem in Canada, and what is the solution?
Yes, that problem has a name, Justin Trudeau. He caused the problem. The immigrant people did not cause the problem. They did what they were told. The rules were online. They followed the rules. and they came here. In most cases, they followed the rules. They did what he said they should do. The problem is that he destroyed the common sense approach that worked for 150 years, where we brought in people in numbers that we could absorb into housing, healthcare, and the job market, where people came in lawfully, where the international students actually studied, and the temporary foreign workers actually filled jobs that Canadians couldn't fill. That was the system we had before, and that worked. If we get back to that, then we can bring back the best system in the world that gives high achievers and hard workers a chance to flee a bad situation and come to the best country in the world and achieve their dreams.
That is how you win elections, ladies and gentlemen. New prediction, this one's not tough because the polling is not even close in their country, but Pierre is going to win his election in Canada hands down, and he is very conservative, by the way. Very, very conservative. And he talks about it later in that interview, but he's very popular about young, he's very popular with young people, which is not the case with conservatives in America right now. And it's great news, by the way, that he's going to win in Canada, because if Trump can win here, which I'll talk about how he can do in just one second, if Trump can win here, having Canada and America unified on their immigration policy is going to be absolutely huge. That's not something that Donald Trump had when he was in the presidency the first time. But man, Republicans have to fix. They got to make the fix between these kind of loose and weak attacks on character and attacking policy in a just very controlled, truthful manner like Pierre did. And here's the honest question. When was the last time that you saw a Republican leader make a point on immigration, or maybe any point, but we'll talk about immigration since that's what Pierre was talking about, that was as eloquent and approachable as that for the average voter? Again, he didn't make it about super partisan politics. He just stated facts. He made it incredibly approachable. It was just geared towards, what can I do to help you? That's what the average voter wants to hear. And so it happens from time to time. I'm not saying it never happens, but it doesn't happen enough. And Trump certainly needs to improve upon it. Trump has not done a very good job of that recently. He's all over the place. He just needs to confidently, because Trump's policy, way better than Biden's and Kamala Harris's. He just needs to sit down, explain why immigration is absolutely destroying the middle class and how he's going to fix it. And again, that's just one issue. He could do it on many issues. And this is the kind of thing that Democrats can't hold a candle to for even a second. They do not have the truth on their side. But Republicans have totally dropped the ball since Kamala Harris got in the race. We're not seeing substantive arguments anymore because there are so many not substantive arguments to make against Kamala Harris because she slept her way to the top. She is an absolutely just ridiculous person on her face. And so there's so much to attack there, which I get the temptation. I do it from time to time as well. But and I kind of have the liberty of doing that since I'm on the internet, but I'm not working for the Trump campaign. If I'm the Trump campaign, I'm not even touching any of that. Because again, the American people want to know, how are you going to have them, how are you going to make it so they can afford a house? How are you going to make it so they have a retirement? How are they going to be able to afford groceries? They don't care about Kamala's weird laugh. They just don't. Matt Walsh made a really good point on his show that Kamala Harris campaign is like a vibes campaign. It's not about policies, it's the vibes. And as stupid as that sounds, I actually think it's really effective, and I think it's working really well for Kamala Harris. It's a really good analysis for Matt Walsh on what's happening right now. It's all about the vibes. That's why she's having famous people come on stage doing a concert. She barely really talks. She just says things that she's actually never believed in before. But it's the vibes. Like, there's this positivity around her. Even her laugh that people, you know, are really critical of. Laughing is a positive thing. Is it ridiculous? Sure, but at least it's positive, right? And there's a lot of negativity. Frankly, sometimes there's a lot of negativity around Donald Trump, whether that's his fault or not. And so it's a vibes thing. And when, you know, you're a young guy like me and you look at positive vibes, you don't know anything about politics, you don't want to look into politics, maybe you vote for Kamala Harris just because the vibes are good. If Republicans will show they're making their campaigns about reason and truth, and they do it in an effective way, just like Pierre did in that video, then it's game over for Democrats. Democrats will lose. The vibes will only take you so far until you see Donald Trump on TV making a very just simple, short, calculated description of how immigration is absolutely destroying America and why Democrats are doing it. It doesn't take more than 90 seconds. If I am Trump's campaign, and if anyone's listening, I doubt they're listening, but if they are, what I'm doing is I'm coaching Donald Trump on 90-second elevator pitches that are incredibly simple and approachable, and tell Americans what Donald Trump can do for them. What is he going to do? And hopefully they're conservative principles. Hopefully it involves government getting out of the way and not more government. That's obviously what I want. But the true question is when the Trump campaign is going to figure that out and if they're going to implement it. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.